Welcome to our daily rosary meditation. I want to invite all of you, wherever you are praying with us in the world, Teresa, we now have people praying with us from more than 150 different countries. So wherever you are in the world, to come and join us for a fantastic pilgrimage to France, October 23rd to November 2nd. We're going to go to Lourdes, and then the birthplace of the rosary, and then down to Marseille for the burial place of Mary Magdalene. I love Mary Magdalene. Then to Lyon, the culinary capital of France. And from there to the Curé of Ars, St. John Vianney, and the Sacred Heart apparitions in St. Margaret Mary Alacoque, and Blessed Pauline Jericho, and the Living Rosary movement, as well as St. Irenaeus and the 77 martyrs, and many more. What a fantastic pilgrimage. So come with us. All you have to do is go to schooloffaith.com and just click on pilgrimages. So let's begin in the name of the Father and the Son and the Holy Spirit.
Amen.
Let's call to mind all those we've promised to pray for. Today is the feast of two apostles, James the Less and Philip. We'll take James today and Philip tomorrow. Now, this today is the feast of James the Less, not to be confused with James the Greater, the brother of St. John. Do you know the names of all the apostles? Can you write down all 12? The apostle James we celebrate today was a cousin of Jesus and the first bishop of Jerusalem. He preached the gospel with exceptional zeal in Jerusalem for over 30 years, and he inspired many people to become Christian, speaking always with a burning faith of that door, which is Jesus crucified, and is the way through which all must pass to reach God the Father. His successes, however, were met with fierce opposition by the leaders of the Jews who wanted to kill him. In 62 AD, a group of furious scribes and Pharisees demanded that James renounce Jesus, and when he flatly refused, they arrested him and hurled him down from the pinnacle of the temple to an angry mob below. Still alive, the mob began to stone him, and as he prayed for their forgiveness, he was bludgeoned to death with clubs. He is still buried in Jerusalem, now at the Cathedral of St. James in the Armenian Quarter. Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be your name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done, on earth as it is in heaven.
Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, Pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Glory be to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit.
As it was in the beginning, as now, and ever shall be, world without end. Amen.
O my Jesus,
forgive us our sins, save us from the fires of hell. Lead all souls to heaven, especially those most in need of thy mercy.
It is interesting to ask Christians, who is the founder of your church? If they're Lutheran, their church was founded by Martin Luther. If they're Anglican, their church was founded by King Henry VIII. If they're some form of Presbyterian, their church was founded by John Calvin. If they're Greek or Russian Orthodox or Coptic, they'll say their church was founded by Paul or the Apostle John or Andrew. But the Catholic Church was founded by Jesus and actually began in Jerusalem. And Jesus gave us all the essential elements of the Catholic Church right from the beginning. He gave us the Eucharist and the Mass right from the upper room. He gave us the Pope and bishops and the structure of the Church. He gave us his own teaching. And he gave us his Mother Mary to be our mother. From the time of the resurrection, the upper room was considered the first Catholic Church, the Church of the Apostles. In 68 AD, the Christian community fled to Pella in Jordan, being warned by God that Rome was about to destroy Jerusalem. They came back in 73 and built a Catholic church on the spot of the upper room on Mount Zion in Jerusalem. Epiphanes, a writer in the late 300s, relates that in 130 AD, the Emperor Hadrian, the Roman Emperor, he came and found Jerusalem in ruins, except for a few houses and the little church of God that was the upper room. And Jesus also established the structure and the government of the Catholic Church, making Peter the head of the church, the first pope, and all the apostles bishops. After James the Greater, the brother of John, was put to death by Herod, and Peter was imprisoned but miraculously released by angels, Peter made his way to Rome and established the Catholic Church there, made his headquarters in Rome. However, it is well documented that before Peter departed for Rome, he consecrated James the Less to be the Bishop of Jerusalem. Now, people sometimes say we ought to get back to a pure form of Christianity, you know, like at the beginning. Well, the history of the Catholic Church in Jerusalem from the very beginning shows us exactly what the church was like. And it looks like the Catholic Church of today. As the essential form of worship and thanksgiving to God with the Mass, with the Pope and the bishops who teach and hand down the teaching of Jesus without error, with devotion to Mary, and with the essential mission to evangelize. Pretty amazing that James the Less was the first Catholic bishop of Jerusalem. Our Father who art in heaven, hallowed be your name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven.
Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, Pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Glory be to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit.
As it was in the beginning, as now, and ever shall be, world without end. Amen.
O my Jesus,
forgive us our sins, save us from the fires of hell. Lead all souls to heaven, especially those most in need of thy mercy.
We have a letter from James the Less in the Bible. The letter of James. And in chapter 3, he warns us of the great power and danger of gossip. He writes, "Think how small a flame can set fire to a huge forest. The tongue is a flame like that. Among all the parts of the body, the tongue is a whole wicked world in itself. It infects the whole body, catching fire itself from hell. It sets fire to the whole wheel of creation. Nobody can tame the tongue. It is a pest that will not keep still, full of deadly poison. We use it to bless the Lord and Father, but we also use it to curse men who are made in God's image. The blessing and the curse come out of the same mouth." We've been meditating on the virtue of justice, and gossip is a violation of justice, even if what you are saying is true, yet without legitimate cause. And if done knowingly and willingly, St. Thomas Aquinas says this can be mortal sin, because it's grave matter. Why is it such serious business? Because a person's reputation is almost as valuable as their life. So to kill a person's reputation, it's kind of like committing murder. So we need to think twice, three times, four times before we gossip. Maybe that would be enough time to stop us from setting everyone's reputation ablaze. Our Father who art in heaven, hallowed be your name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven.
Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Glory be to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit.
As it was in the beginning, as now, and ever shall be, world without end. Amen.
O my Jesus,
forgive us our sins, save us from the fires of hell. Lead all souls to heaven, especially those most in need of thy mercy.
St. Francis de Sales, in the Introduction to the Devout Life, says that gossip is a kind of murder, for we have three lives: the spiritual, which consists in the grace of God, the physical, which depends upon the soul, and the social, which consists of our good name. Sin deprives us of the first, death takes away the second, and gossip robs us of the third. And the gossiper, by one blow of his tongue, commits all three murders. He kills not only his own soul and the soul of him that hears him, but also, by a spiritual murder, takes away the social life of the person slandered. And gossip, it's really like a kind of terrorism, because terrorism is indiscriminate. Gossip has so much collateral damage that there is no way of knowing where it will end or who will be harmed. Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be your name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven.
Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Glory be to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit.
As it was in the beginning, as now, and ever shall be, world without end. Amen.
O my Jesus,
forgive us our sins, save us from the fires of hell. Lead all souls to heaven, especially those most in need of thy mercy.
Gossip finds its source in envy. So if you gossip, you suffer from envy. But we can conquer envy and gossip with the virtue of goodwill. Goodwill means three things. Want good for others, even competitors, even enemies. Think good of others. Give them the benefit of the doubt. You don't know why they did things, and you don't see all the circumstances in which they did them. And always speak well of others or keep silent, because every person has the right to a good reputation. So maybe as a resolution, pay attention to your conversations. I'm amazed at how often we catch ourselves or find ourselves talking about others. And when you do, stop. Think about what you're saying about them. And if you need to amend anything right then to save that person's reputation, then do so. And then change the subject to something good to talk about. So I challenge you to try, just for one day, not to gossip. Our Father who art in heaven, hallowed be your name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven.
Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Glory be to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit.
As it was in the beginning, as now, and ever shall be, world without end. Amen.
O my Jesus,
forgive us our sins, save us from the fires of hell. Lead all souls to heaven, especially those most in need of thy mercy.
Saint Michael the Archangel, defend us in battle. Be our protection against the wickedness and snares of the devil. May God rebuke him, we humbly pray. And do thou, O Prince of the heavenly host, by the power of God, cast into hell Satan and all the evil spirits, and prowl throughout the world, seeking the ruin of souls. In the name of the Father, and the Son, and the Holy Spirit.
Amen.
So, Teresa, what surprised you or didn't surprise you about that meditation?
We sort of talked about this before, but I probably couldn't have named all of the apostles. So this is making me a little more aware, especially with James and his brother Philip. But I was definitely reflecting a lot on just the nature of gossip, especially as it relates to the killing of our own kind. But it's interesting to me that genuinely, I think not only is it a kind of murder, but it's very premeditated.
What do you mean?
As in, it's done when we're talking about others, as often as it might be idle. I think just as often, we are intentionally, we're perceiving reputation as a finite thing. That people are in competition with us, and if people think really well of them, they think that other people are comparing us to that person, that that person's greater than us and will be greater than them if they are lowered in any way. And I think most of the time we get this, we feel lifted, raised by the lowering of others.
You have perfectly articulated the way in which gossip flows directly from envy.
Mm-hmm.
Envy is to be sad at someone else's good,
mm-hmm.
and happy at their downfall. And that's why we talk about it. We cut people down to raise ourselves up. You've mm-hmm. perfectly hit why gossip flows from envy.
But I think that's why it's this point of goodwill is so important, because we need to remember that it's not a finite thing. That really you should be looking at everyone with high regard. And if you think it's finite, it might be because you're not seeing everyone else as truly great,
yeah.
as they are.
Yeah. Yeah. And we all fall into this. It is so amazing how, when we get together, how often we just talk about other people.
Mm-hmm.
We talk about the Pope. We talk about this person. We talk about our family members. Mm-hmm. We talk about colleagues. We just need to stop talking about other people, unless we are intentionally wanting to share the good of others.
Because mm-hmm. remember, whatever people are saying to you about others behind their back, they're saying about you behind your back.
Yeah.
Because if that's just how they talk. But this is why I've always, the friends I've had for a long time are such good friends. And I know that deeply, because it's almost become a running joke. The moment someone walks out of the room and everyone goes, oh, I love that guy. You know?
Yeah.
And he just doesn't even realize how great this person is, you know? They're always talking about genuinely how impressed they are with all of their friends.
Yeah.
They're gloating about their friends in a way, you know?
Yeah.
And I think that's what has allowed me to feel so comfortable. And if anything, I feel like my own self-confidence is partially because I've always been in a very safe environment. Whereas throughout high school, I remember having friends where they were very self-conscious all the time because they were constantly judging everyone around them. And it goes both ways.
How about this in conversation? Instead of talking about others, be interested in the person you're with.
Mm-hmm.
Ask them questions about themselves.
Yeah.
Always keep directing it back to being interested in them. And that's a way to stay safely away from tearing down others. Now, they might want to share things they're frustrated with about other people. Mm-hmm. And that's when you turn it back to them and ask them, how does that make you feel? Why are you frustrated? What are you going to do about mm-hmm. that?
Yeah. What are you going to do about it is always very, very important.
Yeah.
Yeah. And what about that frustrates you? Bring it back to the subject. Because it's usually, we might have problems with a specific person, but it's actually really more of a specific problem that's not just an issue with that person.
Good point. And
sometimes you need to talk that over with the person, but that usually means we need to learn how to be less passive aggressive and be more direct and communicate better. So that's what we can do about it. But also the little things that we need to learn to let go of or we're attached to. But discussing that with someone, taking it off the subject that they presented, and or taking it off the person and focusing on the real core of the matter.
Yeah, you're absolutely right. I'm convinced that if you're the kind of person who never gossips, never tears anyone else down, I think it's really less likely that people will tear you down.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, that's true. I always just thought no one would dare.
Well, thanks for the conversation.
Thank you.
Let's be apostles of friendship, good conversation, and the rosary. Share this with others.